My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So, more than 200,000 still without power in Cuyahoga County alone today, Kenny, which is, I think, 1/6 of the population of Cuyahoga County. You were saved. You were good yesterday.
Thank God, yeah.
Kayla, you're over in Lorraine?
In Parma. Nope.
I'm in Parma.
Oh, you're in Parma. Okay.
It touched down 3 miles from my house and came directly southeast. I was directly southeast of where it was. So it came within 2 miles of my house.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, some of the footage from there, the footage from Avon, Bay Village.
Did you see that thing? It like would curl it up and went up in the sky. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was bad. So some people more prepared than others.
What a description of a tornado. Sorry about that.
It goes, woo, 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 woo.
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead.
And then, then you get carried away, and there's all sorts of people talking to you like it's a dream sequence.
Yeah.
Kenny, I was not prepared, and now that can't happen ever again. We're already on Amazon buying things we need. Well, earlier in the show, we had somebody give me a whole tutorial on getting a generator set up.
And then somebody called in and said that guy's full of it, and you shouldn't listen to that guy.
But you could do that for anything.
Yeah, it's true.
Whether, like, Deshaun Watson had a good day at practice.
Was it
somebody will call up
that is
two
true.
Seconds later.
Did you get a conversation started with Sarah about this?
Yeah, just because, I mean, it's pretty embarrassing when we are charging our phone with our car running.
Yeah, but if everybody else doesn't have power, you're not really embarrassing yourself. Everybody else has to do something.
I know.
What's embarrassing?
I just think most people are equipped. They're ready to handle. They actually planned ahead.
So
we did not.
I was looking up. So are you guys talking about getting a generator?
Yeah.
I have not been able to yet go ahead and do it. Where my power goes out way more often than I like, obviously. Power going out once is more often than anybody likes. But it goes out, I told you, I just assume the power is going to go out with any storm at all. I don't know what's down the street. I think they might have just put a twist tie on it and called it a day. And that's it, because my power goes out all the time. I looked up generators before. I've not been able to do it. I've not been able to squeeze the trigger on it. And I can't, because then I think I'm looking at this right now. The one, I'm just looking at the Generex. This one right now, this is $7,000. $7,000 for a generator. Don't you just start hoping the power goes out just to use the damn thing?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You want it out for your whole neighborhood, and you want to be the one left standing. to make you feel like you made a wise purchase.
Is she making you get a generator, or is this a conversation that you guys are having?
Well, we're going to see, because if this gets worse, like if we're out, she keeps checking a website that gives her the updates, and we're not getting any update at all. And so if this turns into like a four-day thing, then yes, this can never happen again. If it's just, you know, last night, all right, you got to be able to make it through one night.
This thing is $4,800. Oh,
I know.
My
now, does that count the labor too to get it hooked up?
$271 a month. I hope it includes that. My gosh. I mean, that is so much.
Yeah, and the guy that called in earlier, I mean, he was a handyman, construction worker. Like, he just handled it. He just took care of himself.
I want to, unless you are a generator salesperson, is it a good investment? Is it a good? I'm asking people.
So they'll say peace of mind, right? The fact that
but what if that thing don't get cranking by the time the power goes out? Then you're really up it. I'm just thinking all the bad scenarios why I don't have to spend $5,000 on a generator. Is basically what I'm saying. On average, it seems this one's $6,400. This one's $3,599. I mean, you're going to be spending a lot of money on a generator.
And when you buy one, you don't want to go cheap on this in particular, because you already know you're only going to use it when you absolutely need to use it. And so if you get something cheap, is that really going to give you the peace of mind? Because you're going to be wondering now, when I crank this up, is it even going to work?
Portable generator on wheels. This one's $1,000 at TSC. Would you be willing to do that, or do you want the one that's like a concrete slab
home
generator? No. It's got to look nice out the outside, like it looks like an air conditioner or something.
I think you go with that if you move and you are in a town where you don't know anybody and you don't have the relatives, you know, 8 minutes up the road like we do. We have the in-laws. I think in that situation, you got to be ready to be self-sufficient, and you got to go all out.
Yeah, if I lived, like, we looked at a couple of places. In Geauga County, where it was like a discussion, like, well, if we move here, we're going to have to get a generator. Because it's like, you already got the propane thing. I can't believe it doesn't have a generator. Why do we have a generator here? And it was one of the things where you had to buy one. A couple of the places we looked at already had one, but that's a whole other thing. I mean, if you want to make that investment, I can't tell you what to do. But then all of a sudden, I feel that I would want the power to be going out all the time so I get use out of the generator. Because I can imagine... There's also the thought, if I spend $5,000 on the generator, but my power's never going to go out again. Like, it's never going to go out. The thing's going to have to kick on again.
That is 100% what's going to happen, right?
So then you start rooting for the damn power to go out. You got 200,000 people without power right now in Cuyahoga County, where you immediately wish you already had a generator for it. And if you don't, then you're trying to use off somebody else's. I would never, 2 years ago when we had our power go out, I would not bend. My wild Bill, two houses over, who is as prepared as it gets. Hey, you want to use it? Nope, not using it. I'm not being beholden to your power.
How long?
Not, no.
How long, when everything was off the grid in, what was it, 2003? Was it that summer?
I'm not sure. I forget.
How long was civilization was...
It was like the whole Eastern Seaboard and us, right?
Yeah, and for how long, though? Do you remember?
I'm not sure. I don't remember. That was a long time ago. It was weird. I remember that, the big rolling blackout.
I mean, for most people, when the power goes out, it goes out for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, they're amazing. They are amazing at making sure. You know, you never really should trash talk the people that, because they're doing it all hours of the night.
I'm not trash talking them.
No, I know you're not.
I'm not. I mean, you got to call people in from out of state, and they go riding around.
They already did.
I'm not trash talking them. You get frustrated because you don't have your power, and then you start to look at the map on your phone, and you start to see where they're getting their power, and like, why do you get your power? Why don't I get mine? What makes you better than me? I pay just as much on my house taxes than you do.
Yeah, the politicians on the horn. Let's go.
Anthony in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan. Should Lima get a generator? I still say no.
Well, I say, guys,
They are amazing.
I'm sorry, hold on 1 second.
Hold on, turn us down. We sound good in the background, but thank you.
So insurance, I can't stand insurance, but insurance is the greatest thing ever invented. If you look at it from a capitalistic viewpoint, if you buy the generator, it's a peace of mind kind of thing. But you may never need it. You may never need that generator. And now you've just sunk money into something that you may never need. So it's just like insurance. I can't stand it. I'm riding through Lyndhurst right now. The traffic lights are out, and it's. I'm sure people got their generators going, so maybe it was good for them.
There's nothing fun about it. It just sucks the whole way through, it seems.
I hate insurance, but I wish I was the person that invented insurance.
Like Liz,
and that's what a generator is.
Anthony, you're so right. You're so right, and thank you very much for the call. Like Liz has four life insurance policies on me. Four different ones.
Yeah. I got one. By the way, I got in on that.
Yeah. But I'm like, great.
My future is tied. My future earnings are tied to you.
Yeah, but you don't ever get... I don't get a chance. I thought you were talking about your family. I'm sorry. I don't get a chance to enjoy any of that. They do. And it's like, great, I have the peace of mind knowing that when I'm dead or if I'm reincarnated, I'm not even going to be a part of the family anymore. Like, they get to enjoy whatever I have in life insurance. Only my wife knows that. It sucks. It's a generator. There's no fun in a generator. Like, when I did that digging project for that French drain out at the old house back in the day, if you build a deck, you can show off the deck. If you build something, you can show it off. I couldn't show it off. I'm not having people over to my house going, check out my French drain. We're not doing that. It sucks.
I do think some people do like to show off and just see if they can crank it and get it going real quick and see, look, we're ready to go. We're ready to roll. Look at this thing. Look at this beast. Man. By the way, a bunch of people are saying Ohio, you don't need it. You don't need it in Ohio. But it feels like we've had more tornadic instances
recently. This has been a big time year
more than Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's been a big
Owen
year
mentioned,
for it
because he's from Oklahoma. He's like, it's been worse than Ohio this year.
Get Jason Nicholas on. He'll tell you. He said there's only 45 perfect days in Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was not one of them.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.